Wow, it really sounds like you're like in witness protection.
I know, it's good. There's different voices too. Let me see.
Oh my God.
Child. This was a child.
Wow.
Young man.
Wow.
Strong man. What else, strong man?
That's crazy.
This one.
Yes.
Should we use this one instead of the other one?
I think so.
Okay.
Play Vendetta by Irate.
Now playing Vendetta by MUP.
Play Vendetta by Irate.
Here's Vendetta by MUP.
Yo, Siri, play Vendetta by Irate.
Vendetta by Irate, NYC, now playing.
So after the fucking smoke clears and the dust settles, we're left with one mission, defending the family's name. We planted our flag years ago and staked our claim. This ain't war metal made for little bitches. This is war metal made for vendettas. The new breed, billy club sandwich, everybody gets hurt. Sworn enemy in the mighty, mighty Irate. So right now, I'ma see just how far we'll shove this underground shit in your ass, bitch.
Off the bomb, you coward, fucking criminal. Devil, this bomb to me, rise up. One mission, rise up. Defend the family, devil, you coward, fucking criminal. Devil, this bomb to me, rise up. One mission, rise up. Defend the family. We will not be broken by a bunch of fucking hypocrites. Why not be when you won't die? Choosing my name on your own damn gate in the damn days. Your music can make me sick. You sound like some faggot's neck in a gorgeous. Don't think you can fuck with me. I'll beat you, music, prison, family. Straight up from New York, I got my soul to pump. Against your devil, you coward, fucking criminal. Devil to me, rise up. One mission, rise up. Defend the family, devil. You coward, fucking criminal. Devil to me, rise up. One mission, rise up. Defend the family. Don't even try to win your game. More holes in your fucking face. You're a damn established bitch. I'm a consistent. The thought of God begins. So fuck you where you'll grow. Your band, your friends, and all your family too. My machine to be your death. Right now you're making me bad. Yeah, you're making me wanna jump right on a blade. My first clear, just a piece of rip. Am I all again? There's a real world of pain. And I don't break down when someone fucks with my family. You should have been a man about them. Recognize that we bring a sin. But you don't deceive it. That's why I'm here to call you up.
So I want to do two things basically during this conversation. I want to get into like you personally, like a little bit about your background and your like philosophy on moshing and different things like that. And then I specifically wanted to talk about Beatdown Nation. We should talk about like, you know, the lineup and bands a little bit and what went down and the videos and stuff. You dropped like a sick video today.
Yeah. As a chain gang.
Those are my boys.
Yeah, yeah, that's gonna go viral.
You know, it's already like hitting off, and then I know all the other like memers and the Mosh video pages posted all Chain Gang stuff. It's like official Chain Gang day today.
That's crazy. No, that, I mean, that's just wild shit. Like, I mean, we should just talk about that first. Like,
yeah.
So everybody understands. Well, go to on Instagram, go to Cartwheels in Place. To see, wait, is it on your, is it posted on your page or was it just on your story today?
My main page.
Okay. So it's the latest, what's that? Yep.
It should be the latest video as of this recording.
So this is the video we're talking about. So go check it out. This will be probably edited and posted, I don't know, probably in a day or two. But anyway. Okay. So that level of moshing in terms of the violence and the over-the-topness and stuff really is, I mean, unsurpassed, you know, I think, anywhere.
I think this only exists in the East Coast and specifically, like, in New York. Other places get down, but, I mean, I'm biased, but they don't get down like we do.
So, the origin of this type of moshing, of karate moshing, of beatdown style moshing, of spin kicks, of cartwheels, of, you know, everything like that, picking people up and kicking people in the face with the person, would you say was created here in New York? Well, not here. I'm in Maine.
I would say it started at Castle Heights in Queens, New York.
Hell yeah. Like, I'm familiar.
Everyone watched all those guerrilla warfare videos. Everyone watched all those mosh videos and imitated that, including me. Like, I was able to go to shows and experience that as well and see it in person. And I was terrified, but, you know, like, it gave me life.
That's amazing. But where were you coming from?
I was coming from Queens.
From the Bronx? Like, how old are you? What time is this? Like, how many years ago about?
I would say it was around 2000, 2001. I was like 15.
Okay. And you heard about these shows from the Bronx and you went to Queens to see shows, or?
I went to like nu metal shows. I saw like 40 Below Summer.
Oh, wow.
Slipknot, like local nu metal bands. And it, like, they, you know, back in the day, mixed bills were so big and so many hardcore bands would hop. It just happened. There were some weird techie band from, I think, Queens called Third Rail. And I went to see them and they played with like 36 Deadly Fists and just mayhem in there. I've never seen something like that in my life. And I knew from that moment that I'd be doing that for as far as I could in the rest of my life.
Did we ever talk about the band I managed, Six Deep? Did you ever see them?
I think I did see Six Deep. Did you guys play The World?
Like, where was The World?
In Times Square. It was a WWF restaurant.
No, I don't think so.
What about, do you remember the band Niobe?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I rolled with Niobe.
No way.
So I rolled with those dudes for a while.
So yeah, I think we crossed paths for sure.
1,000%. Like, you're so familiar, like, but I don't think we ever spoke because I was like a fucking child just like there.
Yeah. So then how did you transition from nu metal or whatever to hardcore shows?
So there was this one big show at Roseland Ballroom, and it was the Stillborn Fest. So it was Biohazard, Hatebreed, Sworn Enemy, Full Blown Chaos, and Locked in a Vacancy.
Oh shit. Yo, I think we played a Stillborn Fest. That's like, I think we played a Stillborn Fest, but it was at the Chance.
I think I might have gone to that too.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
So yeah, after that show, you know, I met people at that show. Like, a whole bunch of fights broke out. And it was like all these kids that I'd seen at all the other shows. So we just backed each other up because we were fighting all these like college jocks.
Yeah.
And that's how we all became friends. And then they were like, yo, you should come to this show at the Red Zone, Queens. And
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the Red Zone, but that is holy ground. I know people love Castle Heights. I respect all of that. It's great. Great bands came from there. But the next after Castle Heights, it was Red Zone.
So those are two different places.
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it was like that Castle Heights was once called Red Zone. I got that.
No, Red Zone was CVS and near Cemetery, Queens. And it is now a dance school, so it's very, because a lot of kids.
So, dance. Like, can you say, like, who's, like, OG?
OG, Moshers?
Like, with the style, yeah.
Oh, it's Little Greg, period.
Yeah, Little Greg, go on.
Like, he was the best. Like, even now, watching his old, like, rest in peace. He just was, like, he didn't try. It just happened. His cartwheels, his kicks. He was like a little guy, but he'd go so high up. He'd swing from the rafters. He would just do all the craziest shit, and it looked, like, beautiful, like art.
Yeah. So yeah.
He made it like you can't not look at him, and for right. some reason you're just stuck, and then you get a foot to the mouth.
Right.
Like, that's the art in Marshall.
Yeah. Yeah, that one kick, like in that one video where he kicks like over his head to the right.
Physics.
Yeah, like I'm like, what? It's very crazy.
No one's that nice. Like, yeah. People are really cool at moshing. There's a lot of really good moshers, but no one's ever going to touch him. He's the best. He was the best.
All right, so we're going to run down the Beatdown Nation band by band lineup. I got there like 5 minutes before a physical altercation went on. I ran right up on stage and filmed nice. That set. Filmed that set and 10 slug set.
Yeah.
So that was my first
altercation.
What's that?
I didn't catch physical altercation, but I got in like right after them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it sucks to be the first band, honestly, because like right after that, like I think it was Bayway and they had a nice crowd, and I was like, oh man, if they just played like a half hour later.
Yeah, which I mean, I've seen them before, physical altercation. They're really good. I saw them in Philly. The kids popped up. All crazy. I think it was like their third show.
I love those kids. What up, boys? Yeah, so it was physical altercation. They had a dope set. Again, it was like people were coming in. People were just hanging out and seeing each other, you know, for the first time in a long time outside. So it was like people didn't want to rush in also. And there's no re-entry, which, you know, was a thing. You know, but I understand that. So anyway... physical altercation was dope, and I think it's great that they got to open.
Mm-hmm. The chance for them to, like, you know, show off. And from the footage I saw, like, you couldn't tell that, you know, the room wasn't that full. Those they were just going off as if the room were full. Like, that's
100%. Like, and you know what? Shout out to them, because it's funny. Like, I watch these things, like, critically, you know, not being a critic, but, like, you know, carefully. Like I think about, so I'm like watching and being like, oh, there's not too many people in the room, and it's like bothering me. I'm not in the band or anything, you know. I just want them to have more people in the room, just for them. And so it's bothering me.
The way they perform, they were at Woodstock, you know, like the energy was.
But yeah, so the point is that when I spoke to them, like as soon as it was over, Brandon said to Ryan, he was like, I thought that was our best set. And they were like, hell yeah. You know, like, awesome. They didn't think about that at all.
Yeah, good. That's what, as they should.
Right. Exactly. So then next, I think, was Bayway, yeah?
Yeah. Bayway, motherfucker.
So Bayway is like...
They sound like New Jersey.
Right, they sound like New Jersey. Like, they sound like E-Town and Fury of Five and other Jersey influences.
They sound like all of the Jersey combined, and it's great.
Yeah, and it's great. And, like, Yeah, my personal experience was I heard about them just very recently, maybe a month or two ago.
Same. I know they played Philly, but I couldn't make that
Existence. I was just like, okay, they're on a flyer, like Bayway. Okay.
Yeah, they popped up out of nowhere.
Right. You know, I was talking to the singer. I don't know your name, but what's up, bro?
It's J-Way.
J-Way. Sick. What up? I was talking to him at the merch booth for a minute, and I was saying, like, you know, obviously they've been, we're saying, obviously they've been in a bunch of bands before all of them, you know? But you could tell because they, like, I heard the name, and I was like, sounds cool, whatever. I'll check it out. I check out, you know, everything. Not everything, but most things. And so I put it on, and I was like, wow. Like, the EP, you know, it was just fucking super heavy right away and professional sounding. So I was like, what? Like, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, like, a brand, what?
Yeah, the quality recording.
And I was like, how can that be? Like, because usually, like, a young band or a brand new band, you know, doesn't really have any money or doesn't know what they're doing or doesn't sound that tight, you know? And I was like, damn, you know, like, it sounds fucking good. So I immediately liked them. And then when I saw they were on, I was really excited because I was like, it's fucking a great get, you know?
And that's what I thought. It's like, they're not, like, straight beat down, but, like, we need that, you know? You can't just be beat down after beat down.
Yeah, cool, you know, they're like a non, you know, they're not the usual suspects.
Yeah, but still, we get it popping.
Yeah. So I don't know what other bands they were in, but another funny thing just to mention at the start of Physical Altercation when I was on the stage. So they're about to go on, right? And I guess there's like a minute before they're about to go on. Fucking Stickman from Fury of Five walks through the doors. And he goes, Bayway, motherfucker! Like, super loud. You know, just screams it out. And I was like, yo, that's Stickman. You know, like,
that's awesome.
As if you need more pressure, Stickman just fucking walked in like a fucking crazy legend. And he
was in the pit too.
What's that?
He was moshing too.
Yeah. He's been going around moshing for them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I saw that video of some bar in New Jersey. He's like,
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, the fact that he was that was awesome, man. The fact that he was
yeah, man, shout out to Fury of Five. They're like the ones that came before my generation, and it's good to see like somebody older than me moshing.
Yes, 100%.
Actual moshing, not like push pit shit.
I'm just happy to see anyone older than me doing anything. I just don't want to be the oldest person in shows anymore. Anyway, but yeah, so that's dope. Shout out Bayway. They just put out a new single with Days. Cease to Exist. I would play it on this episode because it would be fitting, but I already have plans for the opening and closing song of this episode. Okay, Bayway. And then what? Who played next? Targeted?
10 slugs.
So this is going to be funny. Me and you, both our favorite bands are 10 Slugs.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't think that's like...
favorite band.
Yeah.
With these kids, and I see how they work.
They
a ton of shows. They print their own merch. They go and do graffiti with their band's name. Like, when they release their album, bomb the city with 10 slugs like graph everywhere. Bridge in Pittsburgh is awesome.
Yeah, I love them. I've always liked them a lot. Shout out to all those guys.
All the music, like craziness, but like the kids, they work hard. That's what makes it better.
And it's extremely extinguishable, like. Their sound.
You know you're listening to 10 Slugs when you hear 10
100%. They go a little bit outside the box for sure. Oh, that's funny. So to talk about this, but I'll tell the story on the pod because it'll be good. Speaking of them printing their own shit, you know, their own merch. They were doing a run of hoodies, right, with their logo on it. And this was, I don't know, 6 months ago or something like that.
You're talking about
the yellow. You know the story about how I have the yellow one?
I don't know the story, but I know you have it. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah. Okay.
Yellow is also so my favorite color.
Oh my God. So this story is great. So what happened was, we're looking on you're looking at too, but I'm looking on Instagram. And I see that they're printing hoodies in like their basement or something with a press or whatever the fuck. And and I forget what color they were doing officially. I don't know if it was.
I think it was black, like Flyers colors, like orange. What was it? And black.
Oh yes, they were doing jerseys. It was like
They were doing jerseys.
Mm-hmm. Right, it was like hockey jerseys. Okay, so. So they were doing hockey jerseys for this show. Like, that's what they were trying to, you know, make and sell. And I'm watching the video and of them doing this. And as they're, like, as the video is, like, panning across the basement, I see the by itself, right? Like, just one on, like, you know, drying or whatever on a rack. And then they go back around. They show the jerseys more. So I write to Ralph or whatever, and I'm like, yo, what's up with that yellow hoodie? You know? And he's like, what yellow hoodie? I'm like, the yellow hoodie in the video. And he's like, oh, that's just some random growth, like some random fluorescent yellow hoodie that we just had downstairs as like a tester, like just to see if it came out okay. You know? And I was like, I want that fucking hoodie, like right now. And like, I paid him money over Venmo and had him send it to me. And it's a one of one hoodie.
That's sick.
Yeah. But hoodies shrink and I'm getting fat.
Oh no.
And so, you know.
What size is it now?
What?
What size is it now currently?
It was a double XL, probably an XL now.
It's.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not giving it to you. You can have it in my will when I die.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, that's. I also dropped a video for that 10 slug set like a few days ago, like right after Beat Donation.
Yeah.
He's got Dusty Two-Piece walking on a bunch of heads.
Dusty. I can't believe, he was walking on heads. It was great. So then next was Targeted.
It's great. Lorcan, he's in like 9 bands. Bands are different. Like, Targeted is his baby, though. That's what he loves the most. I'm sure it meant a lot for him to play Beat Donation.
Shout out Targeted. Shout out all those guys. I had the drummer of Targeted, Joe, on the podcast like 5 podcasts ago or so. So, shout out Joe from Montauk and all those dudes. Who is next after that?
I think it might have been Chains of Misery or Kong Style, and they got switched up.
Okay.
The Moon Cold Blood dropped off.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yes, the next band was Chains of Misery, and I like feel, you know, I'm gonna get shit for admitting this, but I did not stay past Chains of Misery. I had to go.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to fill me in on what happened.
Really dangerous.
Right. I left when it started getting really dangerous. So you're gonna have to fill me in on some of that. But yeah, so Chains of Misery. Went on next. I love Chains of Misery. I love that.
Yeah, their set was really fun.
I love that new record. That set was really fun. I got a lot of good footage during that.
Yeah, I got some footage too. I'm going to probably drop a Chains of Misery video at some point.
Oh, awesome.
I think that's when the table started getting thrown.
No, not yet, because I was still there and tables weren't thrown yet.
Maybe a trash.
Maybe things were so I'm standing, you know, I'm standing like in the band pit, or what's supposed to be the band pit area.
I don't know what I'm calling it.
What's that?
I know what you're talking about, that like side area.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to so there's like a room where theoretically you should be safe to stand. Like under normal circumstances, so, right?
Walking in this room, I just like, I can break down the mosh mechanics of a room by just walking into it. So as soon as I saw that corner, there's like a bar between that part of the room, the hallway to go outside, and then the stage.
Yeah.
I knew people were going to run off the stage, run off the bar, and dive on all the people.
Yes, 100%. I mean, I know that you. I know you were personally scouting this room. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I spoke over you. I didn't mean to.
What was that?
I know you were scouting this room even before you got there.
Yeah, I was trying to scout video just to see what can be done in the room.
So you literally, I'm dead serious, you literally are thinking, like, this is how into moshing you are. And we're being dead ass right now.
No, 100%. Like, I walk into a room, and I know how I can use the room to my advantage to make my mosh, like, higher level.
It's amazing. I mean, this is what I love. You know, that's the thing. Like, I guess that's why I'm beat down leaning in my hardcore interests. You know, is like, I guess that's, you know, I'm not a monster. Everybody knows this, whatever. Fuck you. But like, I love to see it, you know, like I'm a fight fan. Like I like MMA and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like I'm like, you know, like you're watching a fight, but like from a foot away, and you could also get knocked out, you know, like at any time.
It's like, there's a risk, but also like, everyone is, it's real, you know, there's live rounds being thrown, but no one's like actually trying to hurt each other. They are, but they're not. It's just this, like,
well, let me ask you something. I've always wanted to ask people this, and you're the perfect person to ask it. Like, as a non-mosher, right?
Yeah.
And watching all this shit, like, how do you know, or how do people know? Now, you're extreme. Right, and that's why we're hiding your identity and things like that.
I'm like level moshing.
Right. Wow. I love your confidence. It is true. You're mosh god. I will say, I would say you're easily the MVP of Barncore 2022.
I'll take it.
Okay. Oh man, I want to skip to. I'll skip over there for a second. So. At Barncore, so me and you, like, I've been talking to you, like, over the internet or whatever, before I met you at Barncore, right?
I think. Yep.
So, and you were very, like, friendly, for, you know, like, and I was, like, looking forward to, like, meeting everyone, whatever. So I get there. So
that's, like, something to make a point of is to be friendly.
Yeah.
Because if not, you're just an asshole smacking everybody around. If you're the nicest guy in the room, and you're smacking everybody, they're gonna be like, "Oh, he really doesn't. It doesn't come from a, you know, bad place," and it doesn't.
That's amazing. So yeah, I mean, like, 100%. Like, it was so wild. Like watching you do this, you're like, anyway. So, yeah, we meet. You're very friendly, whatever. And then bands start playing. And you're like on your shit. Like, you're like, I'm gonna fucking beat everyone up here, right? And you're pretty much just punching everyone and kicking everyone in the face.
I tell that I don't really use my hands when I mosh, but then when I watch the, it's all hands.
Oh, dude. I mean, that day, you were just like, you beat up a giant room of like killers. Like, it seems crazy. Like, literally, like, I think about, like, if you're in any situation, like, I feel like you could beat up, like, an entire bar. You know, like, yeah. You had.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but I feel like an advantage.
Yeah.
That's how I train.
Right. Like Andre the Giant and Princess Bride.
Yeah. Only training to fight groups of men.
Right.
Trouble.
It's harder to fight one man.
It's hard to fight one man.
I Google you now. I love that movie. So, all right, let me ask this question because I'm going to freak out if I don't ask it right now. Like, so how can you gauge how hard it, like, you should hit someone? Right?
Yeah.
Like, as a non-mosher, I don't understand that. Like, I'm watching you guys, and I'm talking about, like, serious crowd killing. Right? Yeah. When I watch it, because there's different levels, obviously, like crazy different levels, like,
yeah,
you know, meaning like kids I know were like there, you know, barely moshing or standing to the side or really not doing whatever, you know, but at home they crowd kill, you know, but then,
yeah,
stupid.
I think it's because
I'm gonna
they know what room they're in, and it's like, you know, it's levels, it really is. So they're like, they're really good moshers. All those kids you're talking about, kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great moshers, but it's like the Olympics.
Like, yeah.
Or like a pickup basketball game. You can pick up a basketball game anywhere and be good. But if you get to the NBA, you're going to get smoked.
100%.
They can get to the NBA. They just got going, keep moshing.
Yes.
Fight, that shit's corny, just mosh hard.
Yeah. All right, wait, sorry, I want to go back to my original question because I didn't let you answer it. So like the point is, I see, like, so say I see you and it looks like what you're doing is running around and you're punching, say, 20 guys in the face, like at one after another. But you kind of can't tell, like, is it the face or is, you know what I'm saying? Like how, and like, how hard do you know to hit somebody? Like, where's the line drawn? Like, how would you know, meaning like, I'm going to hit this dude. I don't want to knock him out.
Yeah.
Like,
I scope the room and I kind of see what I'm going to do before I do it. So it's
okay.
If there's like a little guy there, you know, like, throw a punch over his head, maybe try to hit it. I'm still trying to make contact. It's full contact.
Right.
I can mosh. Like, if I don't hit someone, it's like I'm a threat to myself. I'm throwing hands and feet so hard that I'm just going to go hands or my feet and hurt myself.
Right.
So, I know at this show, there were girls there. Like, my wife was there.
who like doesn't even like consider getting herself out of harm's way. I love how she's like right in the middle of things.
That's how we met.
Oh, really?
I went to a show in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to see Fatality, Line of Scrimmage, and this band Million to One, and those were her friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
I beat that room too, and
yeah,
I was with my friends, and she just wasn't hiding either. And I was like, "This girl's crazy," you know. And I met her outside, and eventually got married. You know, together got married. Our son moshes. He's on some videos. So
yeah, I was talking to your wife about this. It is my opinion that your son is like going to be the Tiger Woods of moshing.
He's just so nice. He does things in game show in Philly that I've never done, and I tried to replicate it on Saturday, and I almost broke my arm.
You were trying to replicate moves your son does, you're saying?
He did a cartwheel into he cartwheeled and kept going into a back fist. I tried to do that, and my arm gave out.
But, like, think about how young he's, like, nobody in the whole world has started moshing as young as your son. It's impossible.
No, he was probably 3 at home. And then
he's going to be like the Harley Flanagan of moshing, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. In terms of, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was a child. He was born into this.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be able to say, like, oh, my first show was, like, barncore, you know, like... And
his first show was, I think... Well, he was still in the womb at a Bad Luck 13 cattle decapitation show.
That's insane.
And my wife was on the floor, so...
But it's like, I'm watching it happen. I'm watching you. And I'm just like... And I'm watching what's happening, and I'm like... You know, it just seems like, how is she coming, you know, so close, but not, you know, to being, you know, knocked out or something terrible.
She goes to shows with me, and I think she just gets the mechanics of it. Like, if she sees someone coming, she knows which way, you know, like, dart. Yeah. She's all over the video, like, not getting hit. It's great.
It's amazing.
professional later.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think that he can really become a prodigy. I mean, you know, it's like, you know,
he loves it.
If you know, God willing, moshing continues on its rise.
I think it's only going up, and it's getting like more accepted. And like when I came up, if you crowd kill, like break out all the time because people just.
Right.
Like now in 2023, like everybody gets it. Some people are new, and the kids that are going to shows currently, they don't fight each other because everyone, so no one's looking for a fight. It's just like the norm.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I mean, it's been very cool.
It's in a way, which is good, right?
Wait, how is it safer?
What's up?
Wait, how is it safer?
It's safer because there aren't actual fights breaking out with people.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I see. It's awesome. I mean, the other thing is, like, I've seen this a couple times where somebody doesn't know what's happening and gets fucking blasted, right? like the dude who, you know, gets beer in the back. For a living, you know, just is like walks through the pit like, you know, he shouldn't, and somebody's in the middle of, like, you know, a spin kick or whatever the fuck, and he gets blasted, and then he wants to fight, you know.
Back in the day, it would be like the mosher would be in the wrong, right? So like people would be angry at them because that's like, oh, that's right. An asshole, you're doing asshole shit, you're moshing way too hard. Now it's like the guy with the beer is at fault for being near the mosh,
everybody not paying attention. Yes,
it's their fault.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's so now that, like, if you're going to a show, you should know what you're getting into, or just smarten you up.
I mean, I literally, there should be a sign like, beyond this point, like, you're gonna get fucking annihilated. No. Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, like Sean was saying in his video that he did, you know, like, it's like a form of gatekeeping to mosh as hard as, like, humanly possible, to be like, if you're for real, you could stay in this room, and if not, you gotta get out of here.
People that wanna be there, like, love the hard moshing. They're like, this is great. Right. I can't get enough of it, even if they don't mosh. And it's people on the internet who are crying, don't even go to shows. They'll never be at a show. They'll never mosh. They just look from the outside and critique. They'll never be able to do.
Is there a particular strain of weed you like?
I'm not. I just like whatever gets me. I got like a god gift. large amount. I have a subscription to a blunt, to a blunt thing in every 2 weeks. Like 50 blunts every 2 weeks.
50 blunts? You mean blunts filled with weed?
No, like wraps, and then I wrap them with the
weed. I thought you just have like pre-rolled 50 blunts.
Crazy. But they're like the double wrap blunts, so 100 wraps in about 2 weeks to a quarter pound. They kind of usually match up.
It's funny how blunt guys will never switch to anything else.
I smoked a bunch of joints, like we're like blunts, and we like four joints, and then smoke them because we figured we're addicted to like the nicotine.
Well, yeah, you're addicted to the paper, the wrapping.
To like the nicotine and the blunt, I've never smoked.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just like you know. I feel like joints don't really get me. I feel like the only thing... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the only thing that gets me really high is smoking out of glass. Like a glass bowl, a one-hitter, a bong, anything glass. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I'm used to, you know?
I think it's just like the whole blunt smoking process.
See, I'm so impatient. That's the problem. Is like, I'm so like kind of fiendish about when I.
Well, no, dude. I'll sit down. I'll roll like 20 blunts, and then we'll just have like a pack of blunts, like cigarettes.
Yeah. So
we'll be. Right. We buy the like kind of extra long blunts, and okay. I roll them up. And I roll tight on both ends, and then I cut them in half, so we have like these cigarette-sized blunts.
All right. Where were we in the Beatdown Nation lineup? Oh wait,
I think we just did Things of Misery.
Yeah. So this is a turning point in the night because in this story, kind of, because at this point I leave, right? So I got there early. I had to leave early. I had familial duties to do. Things happen.
So you didn't catch any conks?
No, I did not.
Okay. I left. Really good.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
They're not like your traditional eat down band, so it was a great like break. They're faster. They sell mosh hard as shit. They got parts. But good. Like it was the kids, the younger kids really love them, so you know, so all the killers, they kind of took a step back. Covered 38 Snub, and
okay,
it got crazy in there. Lorcan took the mic, like, you know, he performed most of the song, and then everybody, that's when they started getting thrown. Shouts out 38 Snub, they need to come.
Was it kicking the door or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kicking in doors.
Kicking in doors and busting in heads.
Yeah, shout out,
Connor.
Brother, for real. If you need somebody to really run down, beat down as like a philosophy, hands and everything, get Connor from 38 Snub. He's so well spoken. He's like an encyclopedia beat down.
I was going to have Connor on.
Yeah, Connor's fucking great.
Love so, that. Shout out Connor. What up, bro?
Shout out Connor.
So Connor was going to come on because 38 was going to do like a split, I thought, with like, I don't know, I thought it was Targeted.
Yeah, I think, but that fell through.
Well, and then we're going to play Beatdown Nation, and then like, both things fell through, but that was basically the premise of what we were talking about. Mm. But anyway.
Yeah, we need 38 Snub back. I've never seen 38 Snub.
Yeah, I mean, I really wanted to see them at fucking Beatdown Nation. I mean, Beatdown Mania. I thought that was a really. So Beatdown Mania is like, you know, my young friends, kids from Long Island,
It looked like a blast. I wasn't able to make it.
But it's dope. I mean, so many people came out, you know, to support it. So, you know, again, it's like the OGs and stuff are being supportive of the new kids and stuff, and everybody's being
that's
cool
always
great. Shit.
That's always yeah. so cool to see.
I think that
young kids work hard and they get their flowers, and it's awesome.
And they're very respectful.
They're so respectful. It was never like the younger kids back in the day were like, fuck you, we left. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these kids like everything. They're respectful about everything.
Right. Just, I mean, like, they're very aware, and everybody, like, knows, like, you know, how to act and
research before they go anywhere and do anything. I'm like, these kids really care. They actually care.
I like Kong Style a lot. I really like that record. I wish I knew, like... You know, this is just a general thing, but I thought about it in terms of Kong Style. Like, I saw the cats from Kong Style, and I didn't know who they were. So, like, I didn't say what's up or anything, you know what I mean? And then, like, I left, and I saw a video, and I'm like, oh, those are the guys from Kong Style. I should say what's up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're super nice dudes.
Yeah. Where are they from? They're from Atlanta, too.
Yeah, they're from Atlanta. And that was the singer, he... has the best blog I've ever received in Washington ever.
Blog?
Block.
Oh, he block?
Just, like, his body and just like sends people fucking flying. He's done it to me twice already.
Yo, a good block is important. It's like...
Yo, it's the most important part. I mosh great. I think I'm like... Sure, I think I'm one of the best. But I am the best at running, evading, and blocking.
I want to jump to MVP of the night.
Okay.
In terms of moshing. Do you also want to go with, like, some honorable mentions and such? Or do we want to just go one-on-one choices first?
We could go honorable mentions.
All right. So let's go first choices first, and then we'll go there. So I'm going with Sean, I think, from in terms of, you know, complete destruction, running the room, you know, overall dominance. I think obviously it was like Sean's day. Like yours was kind of comparably back at Parncore 2022.
I think Sean was just throwing everyone in the room.
I mean,
punching heads.
Yeah. I mean, was he? It was insane. Sean is like one of the biggest dudes I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
You know, which just adds to what's that? I
think he's like 250 of just fucking muscle.
I don't think he's just 250, bro. I weigh fucking dude. I weigh like 250 on a good day. That dude weighs like 3 something. He said he would gain 100 pounds this year. Yeah, he just posted that.
He like lifts like 600 fucking pounds.
I mean, like, you know, if I gained 100 pounds in a year, I'd fucking be dead. He means like he gained 100 pounds of muscle.
Yo, yeah. Crazy.
Also, he was moshing in, like, layers of flannels and different jackets. And he had fucking huge boots on.
Yeah.
I mean, just the physical, like...
Age.
Yeah.
Things that someone his son is doing. But he was just in the zone. MVP is Tony. Lucky Tony.
F-Dan.
Smooth. And he's like, he's a firefighter or an EMS. So this dude is like in shape. He was in multiple places at once.
Yes. All right. So 100%.
How the fuck? I edited the video. Still couldn't.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Yeah. We noticed the same exact shit. Like, it was like, I mean, not that it was that hard to notice, but like, yeah, I think people don't realize that's Tony. It's like he jumps over the barrier.
That's right? At the beginning of my video. And then he does like instantly, he's on the barrier already before the camera pans over.
And like, if you don't know him and you're not really paying attention, it's definitely two people.
Yo.
You know?
Yeah.
Because like, when I first saw it, I'm like, all right, Tony's dancing hard after somebody jumps over the thing. And they're like, Tony jumps over the thing. And I was like, but wait.
Oh! It's just, that's why he's my MVP. He was just all over the place. And he's got style.
Yes.
His stuff all looks clean.
Yes. No, 100%.
He, if you see, if you watch the video, he cartwheels into someone and just takes them to... So it's not just like a pretty move. His feet are heavy as shit.
I thought that was Nick, but now I don't... I think I'm wrong. I thought
Nick. He was out there fucking all night.
I think it might have been I think it might have been one of my the young cats from like Abscess Pool and shit. Yeah. Shout out those cats. I said Mocha, holy shit. Java and Devin and all those cats. I think it was one of their friends that got knocked out with that. But, you know, shout out them for coming. You know what I mean? Like, they knew exactly, like, what to expect and everything. You know? And they were fucking in there.
Yeah, shouts out Abscess Pool. Those kids were moshing all night. They with all those killers. And they were on the night. Shouts out to them. Make sure everybody gets, like, all the love that they deserve. And those kids definitely deserve it.
That's awesome. They'd be happy to hear that. Like, I tried to, you know, I spoke to you and I wanted to, like, encourage them to come out, you know, because people, you know, I mean, people are scared. I mean, lots of people are scared. Like, you know, they're like, oh, what do you want to go there for? To get knocked out?
I don't think it's something to be afraid of. It's something to experience.
But, sorry. But you absolutely have to, like, quote unquote, get it. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
you have to get it.
You have to be one of these maniacs. Like, we're all, when this happens, when tables are being thrown and garbage cans and you know, people are just being punched in the face and all kinds of things, like, everyone's like laughing and smiling, like maniacs.
It's all smiles.
Right. Nobody's mad.
No. And like the people that don't get it again are just on the internet. They're in that room. Everybody in that room got it. Bartender got it. To fully enjoy it, you have to get it.
And you need a room like that with like bouncers who understand what's happening and basically just do nothing.
Like the bouncer came out a few times when the tables were being thrown and to the point, shouts out Jay. He was like, hey man, like, we just can't be throwing the tables around, they're expensive. And Jay was like, how much are the tables? He was like, $80. And Jay was like, I'll give you $100 for the table, dude. $100 bill,
bro. You could see in one of the videos with Jay fucking trying to stop Sean from throwing a already broken in half table. And he's doing it with a drink in one hand, like totally half-assed, trying to stop Sean. You saw that, right?
Yep. I also saw him get wiped out and did not spill his drink.
That's amazing.
Professional.
Yes. Shout out, Jay. Yeah. Tell me about the Chain Gang set.
So the Chain Gang set popped off right away. Yeah. While they're still flying in the air, moving off the stage, he's just intimidating everyone by being a monster. And it was just like actually scary because like a shot rang out and then like everyone's just fucking losing their mind. They're warning. When tables, I saw a skateboard being.
Yes.
Mike's didn't get picked up. It was definitely carried around.
Yeah. Carried around by whom? Yo, I mean, yes. I mean, and it's funny to watch other, like, one, like, extraordinarily dangerous person, like, stop another extraordinarily dangerous person from doing too much. Like, I thought that was so funny. Like, I saw Drew stop Andrew from, like, hitting somebody with, like, a 2x4. Or what is it? 2x4?
And then that's one of the hardest moshers stopping a different hard mosher. Like, hey, bud.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's just so funny to watch him stop him. Like, come on. Like, use some sense. I'm like, what?
Like, I know that all those tables that were the merch area. No longer the merch area.
How did Bayway react to that?
They were crap. They loved it.
Did they?
Yeah, they were up on the wall.
Oh my god.
So, that's all good. All of the kill the merch table, came back and put everything back on the merch.
Yeah, like that's the one part. Like, yeah, I've seen the original video with when Ernesto throws the garbage can and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he like throws a table or whatever, and then he like and he's freaking out. And then he puts a shirt back on the table and tries to like help at the very end.
It's respect.
All right, buddy.
Good talking.
Good job with the voice thing.
Thank you.
All right. Peace out, dude. If shit goes down when you run in your mouth, then my advice is you better know what you're talking about. I've seen a lot of shit and been through a lot more. I've seen dudes lose every day trying to settle a score. I waited months for the perfect time to get mine. Sat on the side, eyes wide, waiting on the inside. Hold the grudge like this mic in my hand. You better understand that I'm a different type of man. But I made it, I slept on floors, kicked through doors, ain't no fake shit. This is life, it ain't no motherfucking dream. Closer to a nightmare till I found the seat. I'll get my shit, whatever you call it. It's something I never wanted, addict, alcoholic. But you made me this way. Life has made me this way. All my life I've been a motherfucking underdog. And I don't care, cause I'd rather be that underdog. I like coming from the bottom and taking it to the top. I don't understand stopping, I know my fucking temple rock. She go hard, I ain't got no score. I'm a bitter, take on any man, no matter how strong. I don't give a fuck, and I'ma tell you what. If you a hating ass bitch, better shut the fuck up. Talking shit, your mind is weak, you better move your feet. You gon' get your ass beat. Talking shit, your mind is weak, you better move your feet.